You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The French Open on In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Tennis Podcast. We're looking ahead to the Women's French Open final. It's Serena Williams against Lucy Safarova. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is Nick Lester. How are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Enjoyed it so far, and it should be a good final, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it should be. I mean, obviously, so much depends on really on how Serena Williams pulls up this morning. And there's sort of no one quite knows, obviously, the extent of her illness. Didn't look particularly good, did it, a couple of days ago when she was kind of sort of hanging by a thread, it almost felt like, against, obviously, her opponent in the semi-finals. But didn't practice yesterday, didn't come on site, we understand, yesterday. So, you know, this is a pretty big question mark, I think, if you're betting on this match, as to how you're taking a punt on really on how Serena Williams is going to pull up today. One would imagine that given 48 hours of rest and probably the best recovery that she can get, then she should be okay. But, yeah, it's one of those situations where you're not quite sure as to how she's going to really turn up and physically be this afternoon.
Yeah, she's 1-3 in the betting, Serena Williams. Lucy Safarova is 5-2, and it's risky, isn't it? Would you take 1-3 about somebody who you know who's been unwell and Serena couldn't practice yesterday? It's not ideal preparation, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, I think in a strange kind of way, if she is okay, that's almost pretty good value, really, isn't it? I mean, if you look at it and say she is going to be okay here, you know, she's, let's say even if she's 75% today, I think you're probably looking at that saying that's still pretty good value. So, I mean, you know, even if you look at the way that she played against Pashinsky, I mean, setting a break down, setting 3-2 down, and then didn't lose a game after that, rattled off, I think, 11 straight. So, you know, and if she's 50% better than she was 2 days ago, I think still she represents some pretty good value in this match, to be honest. You know, if you look at her record overall, a slam final record, she's 19-4 was looking this morning in Grand Slam finals. Only four players have been able to beat her at this time of the tournament. It's been a strange tournament for her, obviously. She hasn't played particularly well, certainly in the early rounds. Obviously struggled, I think, in rounds 2 and 3. Was a breakdown against Azarenka in the third round. Struggled against Sloane Stephens, and that was before she got ill. So, you know, she hasn't really played her best tennis, I don't think, at this tournament. But again, you know, you come back to the crux of the matter, and that is that she's been able to find a way to win. And you've also got to look at the flip side of the coin and say, you know, the big question mark around Lucy Safarova, obviously, today is how is she going to deal with being in a Grand Slam final for the very first time? She did get a little bit tight towards the end of the match against Ivanovic, which is obviously understandable. So I do think from a betting point of view, if you're confident that Serena Williams is okay here, I think the even money on her to win 2-0 is actually a pretty good bet.
Okay, so you think Serena will win in straight sets. How much of a mental thing do you think it'll be for Safarova? Obviously, like you mentioned, it's her first Grand Slam final, but she's yet to drop a set throughout the tournament. She must be pretty confident. It's just whether she can hold the nerves, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she's played phenomenally well. I mean, look at the players she's beaten this tournament. She's beaten Sharapova. In the last three bounds, she's beaten Sharapova, Muguruza and Ivanovic. I mean, I think I was looking, she's beaten five top 45 players in the space of the last 2 weeks. So, and it's not just this 2 weeks, is it? I mean, if you look at her record over the year, she won Doha earlier in the year. She's been playing probably the best tennis of her life. And in so many regards, you know, she's a great athlete, is Safarova. She covers the court really well. Lefty serve obviously has been troublesome. The lefty forehand has been awkward for a number of players, especially against Sharapova. But again, you know, look at the head-to-head in this matchup. I think it's 8-0 for Serena Williams. And I think it's not just 8-0. I think if you get a little deeper into the numbers, especially on a clay court, she's dominated Safarova. Now, you know, again, you can make the argument that this is a slightly different Safarova. But I think when you look at the situation being a Grand Slam final here, I mean, for me, again, going back to what I was saying, I think if you're sure that Serena Williams is okay here, I think it's been very tough for Safarova this afternoon.
Serena Williams to win in straights, then even money looks the bet there. Let's just have a quick chat about the men's as well, if we may, Nick.
Sure.
Wawrinka already into the final, beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga in four sets. He was pretty impressive, and we're still waiting on the other one as well. Andy Murray hanging on in there, really, against Djokovic. He was two sets down, and he looked, in a lot of trouble, really. And the way it's finished, he's 2-1 down, it's 3-3 in the fourth set. So will this do him a favour, this little break?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I almost felt it was coming off yesterday. It was tough to say who kind of it helped. Obviously, the fourth set, Murray actually went up an early break and kind of really did have the wind in his sails, if you like, for sort of a good 20, 25 minutes there, having broken him at the end of the third and start of the fourth. It was really, he was looking the stronger, to be honest. And then Djokovic was able to break back. And then it kind of just felt as though the momentum was with Djokovic. Big game at the end of the before they went off was a very big game, a long game that Murray was able to come through. So I still think you've probably got to lean with Djokovic right now. He's obviously going to have a bit of time to regroup. I mean, he dominated really the first couple of sets, or sort of two sets and a half. To be honest, for the match didn't really get going for two sets and a half. Djokovic was by far and away the better player. So I still think you've got to lean with Djokovic for me. I think having had a bit of time to regroup, he'll go and obviously talk to his camp and set his stall out again early. And, you know, again, what I said before the tournament, you can't look at the last. If you look at the last 9 months, a year, he's been head and shoulders above everyone else across the year by a mile. So, you know, can't go away from Djokovic right now. And I would imagine, certainly for me, I think he would probably finish him off today, maybe in four.
Yeah, the betting reflects that as well. 1-9 for Novak Djokovic. Andy Murray is 5-1. Let's just have a quick summary, if you wouldn't mind, before you go. What would your best bet be in the women's?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Serena at two sets to love and even money is a good bet today. I really do. I think, you know, even if she's playing at 75%, her record in Grand Slam finals on the occasion, she's been here and done it 100 times before. So I think you've got to go with her to win fairly handily. And I think Djokovic will probably finish Murray off and then look forward to playing Wawrinka tomorrow, who's obviously been playing very well himself. So, yeah, still not going away from Novak to get the job done as well.
Superb. Been a pleasure speaking to you, Nick. Good luck and enjoy it today.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.